Welcome to another Stunt Granny Audio solo show. This is for the new Ohio Wrestling 9 card that just happened, a little over a week ago now, but I am finally getting around to doing an actual review here. It's kind of funny, though, because I did an audio review last time, I did not have anything written down, so it may have not dawned on me at the last event, unless it happened at the Arnold, that Celeste Taylor and Ethan Wright were in the midst of a best of five series. And already, unbeknownst to yours truly, or, you know, again, memory striking, because I only have this in audio form, at least easily accessible. I did not know that Celeste Taylor was up 1-0. Ethan Wright, to win the match, he pushed the referee into the ropes, which crotched Taylor. And then he did an impaler slash glorious slash whatever you want to call it, DDT. And that got him the, somewhat relatively clean win. It is always a dirty trick to use the referee to knock someone off the ropes. But honestly, like, on the scale of things that you get caught cheating for, that one, you know, like, feet on the ropes to me is more important. That is certainly providing some leverage directly to the pinfall, because the pinfall itself was, he had a move after the incident with the ref. So there was a little, you know, making sure that the job got done, which I appreciate. Anyway, it is a best of five, so it's 1-1 now. I would imagine, I believe at NOW 10, they will be having another match. So I will be a little more in the know that time around. up next it was supposed to be a match between Queen Amanita and Lady Frost, but the latter of the two was a no-show, and I got... Queen Amanita ended up with, you know, a talking role and an amusing match, because she ended up wrestling Eric Smalls, who I gave the wrong name to several times in my tweeting, even though, again, I believe he was at the last show, so there was no reason for me. Well, actually, this one I do remember because there was a little person's match at the last show, and he was one of them. So I really should have remembered that guy's name instead of having someone yell it out and me finally realizing that I'm a dumbass. Within the comedy match, they did end up with the pinfall winner. Eric Smalls ended up being it. He was, chasing after her for much of the match and wanting to bite her ample back end. And once he finally got to do so, she was freaked out. So he just rolled her up for the pinfall. And I would have to say that maybe you could have a couple of serious matches before going with the comedy route, but that's okay. It worked for what it was. And that's one thing that I do kind of like about these shows, and I think I mentioned it the last time around, is that these shows really move along. Like, they're not trying to keep you there all night long. And it does kind of help. It does seem like things are in a little better spot, though it is more than mildly annoying that this match had another podcaster introduce the members of the match when, yet again, yours truly has been talking about said product for a longer time period. Well, moving on along to match three. Robbie Superstar taking on Chuck the Truck Thomas. This was the first somewhat well, no, I shouldn't say first somewhat lengthy match, because the original Sless Taylor match was longer, but this one maybe that's why I should go with it, is that it's a bit longer than I expected it to be. Taylor is something of a newcomer in my eyes. He may have been on the Arnold card again that I did not attend, but other than that, he is new to my eyes. And Robbie Starr has been positioned in the top half and was actually rather upset the last time I saw him about not being the champion with his stablemate Brandon Fields being champion. But Chuck ended up Chuck ended up losing the match as as the description probably you might have figured things out. Now this one to me is definitely more of a dastardly trick. When you grab the referee to hide the old trick knee, which is the backwards like mule kick to, kick someone in the nuts. And so yeah, I guess if we're going by heel style wins, I would go with Robbie Starr over Eric Sills. Or well, no, not Eric Sills, Ethan Wright. So moving on, Luis Casanova, I believe, was on the last show. Again, I really should write these things out, at least with all my tweets in them. And he was taking on again another newcomer, Nick Cutler. And these guys had a pretty decent match themselves. This time though, the there was more chicanery involving the heel, as the ref was out of it for a moment, but then Cutler rolled up Casanova with a handful of tights, and at this point, Bob Holly came in, who was signing autographs at the show, and it seems like they're gonna keep on with some type of big name on all these upcoming events, and Bob Holly happened to be the one today, and there were a number of people who had paid the money to get his autograph. I was not one of those people. If you feel like it, have at it. I will take a hard pass on that one. But he did do right by Luis Casanova and pointed out that Cutler had a handful of tights in the pinfalls. So that is definitely, again, compared to what Ethan Wright did, more dastardly. Well, the match got restarted because of Bob Holly's information, which is always, kind of weird, but it happens more times in this situation than not. And Casanova ends up getting the win. And then Bob Holly got to give Cutler an ass whooping afterwards, to much to the delight of the majority of the crowd. With that, we ended up with our intermission, and then after that happened, Matt Taylor was the Dark Star. Matt Taylor was the one to come on the show. He had his match coming out of the break with it did say Shane in your face on their graphics, but he did go by Victor Benjamin, which is what it's on his Twitter handle. I did think it would be kind of weird if some indie guy who had that as his Twitter handle just decided that New Ohio Wrestling, of all places, it was okay to have a completely different name. Well, it was kind of interesting because I was surprised that Benjamin was portrayed as something of a babyface, so it was a babyface taking on babyface match, which I guess in the realm of independent wrestling is not quite as strange as in the WWE. And the crowd did a good job, honestly, of going back and forth and cheering for both gentlemen. And Benjamin was, as I tweeted out at the time, Benjamin was talking trash to Taylor. He went for Trouble in Paradise and missed. Taylor ran to the top for a springboard cutter for the win. Taylor lived up to his word. I would have to say that Victor Benjamin had a little more of a high-flying offense than I would have thought from when I would talk to Taylor about it. But he was another good one that I hope they keep him around. He seems like a quality wrestler. Next on the docket was Juice Jennings taking on Paragon. Was for the right to be included in the tournament to get the number one contender spot next year for the NOW title. So this was kind of a big deal, and of course Juice Jennings was pushing his Justice for Juice campaign, and that he's always been screwed by New Ohio management. It is certainly a big, tall task to have Paragon in front of you. But, you know, the chicanery continues for the heels. Juice distracts the ref by sliding a chair into the ring. And then the ref took it away, but Juice had come to the ring with a new flag for his Justice for Juice movement, and he used that to assault Paragon, which caused the direct pinfall. Again, Ethan Wright, you need to learn from some of these people higher on the roster about some serious chicanery. You, my friend, are swimming in the shallow end, in my opinion. When you get a little misdirection and then you use your foreign object, that is some high-level chicanery in my book, and Juice Jennings is just the man to bring that about. The main event was next. It was Onyx, the Black Superman, taking on Brandon Fields for the New Ohio Wrestling Championship. And it was not surprising. Brandon Fields is not really a small guy, and he's in quite good shape. But compared to Onyx, pretty much anyone on their roster is a dwarf. So, you know, this match definitely made for a lot of stalling out of Jennings. And, it just made for a lot of stalling so that there wasn't too much in-ring work. And what ended up happening is that Little O, who is Onyx's daughter, always accompanies him to ringside. The cohorts of Brandon Fields, Robbie Starr and James Avery, abducted her, causing Onyx to chase after them, and he ended up getting counted out. They they ended up coming back to ringside, and the winners tried to assault Onyx, but the tables got turned on them, and Onyx stood tall, ending out the show. So I would imagine that there will be another matchup between these two sometime in the near future, with some type of stipulation involved, because you can't have kidnapping. I mean, Ethan Wright, really, look at this. Someone else has resorted to kidnapping to win their match. Like, these are the lengths you need to go, not just pushing a referee. That is child's play, and there have been some master classes at New Ohio Wrestling 9 with in the form of chicanery and heels cheating. So yeah, it was a very heel winning night, aside from Matt Taylor, and you could probably call Eric Smalls the babyface, I guess, in that equation. He certainly did not try to rile the crowd up like Queen Aminata did. So yeah, it was a pretty rough night for the baby faces, but it was a good show. It they move by, the matches are overall, you know, pretty decent. It's not that, you know, there isn't anyone that sticks out as, you know, being heads and shoulders above others. They have a pretty decent roster at this point, and it'll be interesting with the Arnold Classic tie-in now that they again mentioned, and having some other people. Oh, and I guess that's something else we can talk about. Bob Holly definitely did bring in a few extra people in general. Not that that show was completely packed, because there were still some empty seats around ringside, but I would definitely say that there were more people at this show than at the last one. So it's something that is working well. It looks like it'll work for them. It'll be interesting to see who else they decide to bring in, because I could be far more interested if it isn't Bob Holly. And with that, I bid you adieu.